producing extreme safety hazards is generally not suitable for operations because of the potential for bringing official investigators to an accident scene. So while damaging the brake system of a target's vehicle is not allowed for community-based agents, CBAs, draining some of the oil, transmission fluid, or radiator antifreeze is allowed, but not all of it. The goal is to make it look as if the target is negligent in maintaining fluid levels and generally not causing a catastrophic failure that non-targets might see as sabotage. It is very important to apply punishment by way of a large number of small value sabotage acts because that makes it look like the target is forgetful, exaggerating, or in some cases even delusional if they complain about many cases of small value damage. The target's associates will simply refuse to believe that anyone but the target is responsible. Sabotage is...
So what they do is they do all of these covert acts against you. They will come into your house and they will steal low value items. You know, say if you have a favorite shirt, it might not cost a lot of money, but you like it, has sentimental value. Well, they'll come in and they'll take it. You know, or you have a book, you know, that you like, you know, you had it for years. It could be something that you cherish, you know, and they'll take that. So these are the tactics that they do. They call them black bag jobs. That's what they call them. And you had a sister. I think she was like a therapist or something like that. She complained about people coming into her house, moving things around, and it's on YouTube, and it goes into gang stalking. They was breaking in her house, and what she did was she actually recorded. She had a recorder, like an audio recorder, and what happened was when she played it, you could hear people drilling. They was doing all kind of stuff and she wasn't in the house. So they will do these things to gaslight. So it's used to discredit the person. Because if you tell people that when you went back in your house after leaving and you found out your furniture was moved around or something was out of place, people, they'll think the person is crazy. But these people are doing it to make people actually believe that you're not in the right mind. So it's psychological warfare. You know, it's the ultimate form of gaslighting, which the word gaslighting is derived off of one of them old films. I think it was like in the 40s, and it's called Gaslight. And it was about this woman who was married to this man. And a husband was trying to drive her crazy. And he was doing all kind of shit to her to make her seem like she was nuts. So it's the same process that Esau is doing. So you have the government, you have the police, you have the hospitals, you have neighbors that are all involved in gaslighting, even your family that might be... involved in it.
Very important in that it lets the target know they are totally helpless to stop it and can't even complain about it effectively without appearing mentally ill. The organization is very fortunate in that some people hearing about sabotage from a target did the sabotage themselves to get attention. Sabotage is applied at the target's home, workplace, and on their vehicle. This requires the assistance of locksmiths and alarm technicians. Your local control center will supply this help and will bring specialists in from a distance in the case of rural areas. Here are examples of sabotage a community-based agent, CBA, may be assigned to carry out. Enter a vehicle or home and changing control and radio settings. Replacing window washer fluid with water, possibly destroying the system in winter. Scratching the paint on the target's vehicle, scratching furniture and valuables. Tire sabotage, from removing some air right up to slashing a sidewall, if authorized by the center. Simulating a break-in electric window heater strips, cutting off the four-way flasher button, removing substantial amounts of oil, transmission fluid, or antifreeze, but not enough to cause catastrophic failure. Moving things around inside the vehicle to show the target someone got in. Unlocking the vehicle and leaving it unlocked, possibly even with door open. Small cuts to the car's upholstery. Unlocking the target's front or back door and leaving it ajar.
You hear all of that wicked shit that these people do? So you got people out there that, because if you got a new car or a vehicle, they actually will get paid to scratch your shit up. Fuck your upholstery up, you know. Fuck with your tires, you know. Do all kind of stuff. You know, if you live, you know, in an area or whatever like that, you know, a house, these people throw a trash in your yard, and he gonna speak about that. Now here it is, out of all the houses, you know, the person's house is, you know, like in front of it, it is a whole bunch of trash, and that's because these people that are CBAs, community-based agents, or being paid, or even they might not be paid. They're just wicked. They just have hatred towards the person. And they're involved in mischief. They'll drive past your house and throw food, you know, food wrappers or a beer bottle.
While the target is away, even at midnight, at New Year, or Y2 hour. Moving furniture or carpets around frequently to show the target someone was there. Stealing low-value items, especially items like scissors, which can easily be misplaced. Keeping them until the target replaces the item, then return the missing item, often in a place the target checked. Stealing important papers, especially those which will cost money to replace. Stealing irreplaceable photographs. While target is at work, remove mail from their box and toss it around, repeatedly making wall pictures crooked. Setting clocks to the wrong time. Repeatedly dumping consumable supplies, for example, coffee, to make the target think they are no longer capable of managing their supplies well. Starting small rips in new clothing, which are widened on repeated visits. Ripping crotches out of the target's underwear, or stealing finest underwear, swimsuits, etc. Replacing clothing with similar items which are too small for the target, like for children, what target does not have. Ironing inside button flags over, making buttoning the shirt on top difficult. Carefully working the tip of a knife through seams in any air mattress or cushion the target may own, including replacements on a daily basis. Breaking zippers in clothes and bags, perhaps by pulling out a tooth or two. Shoving a knife through the soles of waterproof boots. At work, removing screws from the target's office chair, or at home, dinner table, leaving only one screw of four left to tilt the table.
And you know this is not out the realm of Esau, because Esau, he's all about sabotage. You know how many black towns were sabotaged by these devils? You know how many businesses were sabotaged by Esau, because the whole COINTELPRO, which stands for counterintelligence program, that was all about sabotage. They would sabotage the civil rights movement. You know, they were sabotaging, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, Martin Luther King, you know, the different other civil rights movements, like the American Indian movement, AIM. So you had Esau covertly, basically causing chaos and disrupting. You know, let me see if I can find that right quick. It's a goal of COINTELPRO. see. So this is from Social History for Every Classroom. That's the resource, American Social History Project. So this is going into the FBI sets goals for COINTELPRO. It says under Director J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI's COINTELPRO, which stands for Counterintelligence Program, was aimed at investigating disrupting dissident political groups within the United States. So their goal was to investigate which people who are targeted individuals or non-investigative subjects. So although people haven't committed any crimes, they could still be non-investigative subjects, meaning that they're being targeted by the state. Although no crimes were committed. So with the COINTELPRO, their whole agenda was to disrupt dissident political groups. In the United States, it says in the 1960s, COINTELPRO's targets frequently included civil rights activists. So you don't think that that program still exists? Yes, it does. It's gone on steroids now because now they have the technology. Now they have nanotechnology to track people. Now they don't need surveillance vehicles, you know, like they would tell people and they would track them and stuff like that. They had to actually send people to watch them, you know, actual agents. Now they have the technology where they know where you're at, where they put a tracking device on your car, or they got you tracked through the technology, through nanotechnology, which is highly advanced. It's way more advanced than what you would even perceive, you know. But in, you know, back in the 60s, they would have people following them, and they would have agent provocateurs, they would have snitches, and that's how they were able to keep up with these people. You know, it's just both those who espouse nonviolence, like Martin Luther King. So yeah, people that, like, you know, even though we know that Martin Luther King, he was set up by the Boule, you know, and in the Bible, go into the Bible prophecy of the dreamer of dreams, you know. So yeah, Martin Luther King, he was basically a sellout, you know. But even with him, he was all about nonviolence, and they still targeted him. He wasn't, you know, speaking nothing that was considered radical or subversive, you know, so far as, you know, like, you know, being carnal. No, he was talking about people coming together and civil rights and people holding hands and all of that. And even, you know, he looked up to the that Elamite, what's his name, Gandhi, which he was a racist. He didn't like black folks. But anyways, Martin Luther King, he was all about nonviolence, and they still targeted him. It says in Hoover, he was like, Martin Luther King is the most dangerous man. You know, it says, and those that Hoover referred to as black nationalist hate groups. So he considered Martin Luther King or the civil rights movements as hate groups. And you see how wicked that is? Now, here it is. These devils, they done killed all kind of black folks, man, did all kind of wicked shit. And because a so-called Negro person complained about the injustices about this wicked system, then they are labeled a hate group. So can you just know that if you are actually speaking the words of the Lord as the Lord told us to, then definitely you're going to be labeled a terrorist, because our Lord and Savior, he was labeled what's that? What they use the word in the scriptures a sedition. So he was labeled, in modern terms, he was labeled a terrorist. Because let me finish this, and then I'll get the definition of word sedition. It says, and those that Hoover referred to as black nationalist hate groups like the Black Panthers. So you had the Black Panthers that was all about self-defense, but they was labeled a hate group. And the Black Panthers, they weren't just like about black folks. You had the Black Panthers that was working with all kind of nations, but they were labeled a black subversive group. It says this document outlines the program's goals and to attempt to limit the effectiveness of such groups. In practice, the FBI used infiltration, legal harassment, disinformation, which is going into the lies, the slander. Disinformation is lies. So they will call people terrorists. You know, the targeted individual harassment program that's happening is based off disinformation. So a lot of people that are gullible, they're going to believe the disinformation. It says, and sometimes extra legal intimidation. So they'll target people legally. They'll send all kind of agencies to harass people, to intimidate, to bully. It says in violence against King, the Panthers, and other black activist groups in this attempt to discredit and disrupt them. So that was their goals, and that's still their goals now. Because during the Black Lives Matter movement, which we don't subscribe to that, because that shit was just a satanic organization. Because at first it was supposed to be about the rights of black men getting gunned down by cops. But then what ended up happening was it was co-opted. So now at those protests, you got gay pride flags, and you don't hear anything about the black man in their agenda, in their mission statement. Black men are left out, and they were set up to destroy the family structure, you know. But even during then, you know, at those protests, they were labeling people from Black Lives Matter as black identity extremists. So you can see where they got all these laws in place to target people that have what's known as a racial identity, while they have what? They have lightened up on the white extremist. They basically took them off the terrorist watch list. When that's the only terrorist organization, the KKK and all these other extremist groups that have a long history of violence. But because of the disinformation, you're going to have a lot of gullible people that's going to go right along with it. So let's look up the word sedition, because our Lord was falsely accused of sedition. It says sedition, conduct of language inciting rebellion against the authority of a state. So the Lord, he was accused of inciting a rebellion, insurrection, rebellion, a factious commotion in a state, the stirring up of such a commotion, incitement of discontent against government and disturbance of public tranquility. So the Lord, he was labeled an enemy of the state. So when you speak out against this wicked satanic system, against a government power that have destroyed our people, you know, they could very well label you a dissident and say that you're disturbing the public tranquility, because the public tranquility is all about what? Shitting on us, keeping us down. You know, it's the status quo, you know, totally oppressing us, because they see us destroyed and they're cool with it. That's why they don't want to teach a critical race theory. It says of as by inflammatory speeches or writing. So what we say is considered inflammatory speeches or writing. So when we speak about the Lord judging Babylon the Great and how we are, we're being mistreated, that's inflammatory speeches. When we say that Esau is the devil, you know, the Bible speak of and who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ, real name Yahweh Shai, is coming back to destroy the nations, you know, and put the earth back in order. That's considered inflammatory. When you speak about end time prophecies, and the Bible mentions the different nations, we're reading out the Bible, but by saying that, that's considered, disturbing public tranquility, and it's inflammatory speeches or writing. So when the Lord spoke about the temple being knocked down and raised up in the third day, that was going against the government, against the Roman government, you know. It says, the temple was basically in Israel, you had Rome that occupied Israel. So that was basically inflammatory speech. By him saying that his kingdom, he preached about the kingdom of heaven. That went against a Roman government, because you had Caesar who was ruling over Israel. That's why the wicked Negroes were saying, "We have no king but Caesar." So let's get some more definitions, because it's all about Esau's wording. That's how they're going to be able to come after a lot of Israel, by lies and slander. And scriptures tell us that there's nothing new under the sun, because you had Nero that blamed the Israelites for the fire in Rome, but it was a false flag, because Nero was he was involved in setting the fire, but that was done to blame the Israelites, and that's when Israel became persecuted. They were heavily persecuted by the Romans, because you had the people that was actually believing that it was Israel, or the Israelites, or the Jews that had a hand in will be considered a rebellion. Here's another definition: conduct or language inciting rebellion against the authority of a state. So the very fact that, you know, biblical prophecy speaks against Babylon, which is America, that's considered sedition. It says an offense that tends to undermine the authority of a state. It says law and incitement to public disorder. So you got these people that are involved in harassment. A lot of them, they think they're doing the right thing. They think that they're serving their country. A lot of them are, you know, ex-military or veterans and stuff like that. And Esau play on their patriotic heartstrings. So from there, you know, they're all gung-ho. So here it is, they see a Negro or a Latino or Native American, and they think that this person is the enemy, the devil, you know? and that's get this scripture, because the Bible say that let's see. That scripture say they that kill you think they're doing God's service. Because a lot of these people, they're being fooled to believe that that person, you know, that's speaking out against wickedness on this, you know, throughout this earth is actually a bad person, which is not true. So this is the book of St. John 16, verse 2. It says, they shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that they think that he doth God's service. So these people that will cause some of the Israelites to be put to death, their friends and their family, they think they're going to be doing God's service. This is also another scripture. It says, this is in the book of Matthew 24, verse 10. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Because a lot of people, when they hear the word, they get offended. You know, because nobody is used to hearing the truth. So when we go into how the Lord is going to judge the nations for what they do, then that's considered, you know, hate speech. And then people get offended. People, they get real angry, man, when the word comes out. They get pissed off, you know. And then especially you know, you got people, you know, who are important in the society, and you know, they hear Israelites waking up, and they hear brothers and even sisters out there that are exposing things, they get offended, man, because they're not used to Negroes, Latinos, and Native Americans speaking with such authority. Because hell, 50, 60, 70 years ago, Negroes couldn't use, you know, truth speech like this without being targeted. Really being put to death, basically under the lynch mob. But now that those lynch mobs are back, you know, cyber lynch mobs. So these people, they are going around, getting together in these vigilante groups, and they're targeting people. And they have been given the authority to do it. They're so-called curtailing the Constitution. And so anybody that's labeled, a target, they are, pretty much, you know, in a situation where they're going to be, their lives are going to be drastically altered. And it's only going to get worse because more and more people are being targeted, you know. And it don't take a lot, you know. You can almost understand why brothers or even sisters are being targeted, because they believe in the Bible, they believe in end time prophecy, they believe that the Heavenly Father is a righteous judge, and anybody that comes against the Lord's people, the Lord is going to recompense that judgment. But what about the people who don't speak like that? People that, you know, because you got people that they're not vocal, you know, they don't speak out against oppression. They don't speak out against police brutality. They don't speak out against anything. And yet they're targeted. They were just, somebody threw them in a program. It was all about money. You know, so I'm gonna do one more, and I'll be back.